The Chris and Steph Podcast.
A lot's been happening overnight. Here's the big news stories.
Well, let's have a big congratulations to Joanne McRae, who has been named Orange City Council's Deputy Mayor.
The Deputy Mayor, well done. But apparently just by a whisker too.
Yeah, just in. Her name was drawn out of the box after she tied six votes all with fellow councillor Glenn Taylor.
Right.
Councillors Kevin Duffy, Scott Munro, Tony Mulatto and Jason Hamling also nominated, however, were excluded in a series of votes.
How does that, I wonder how that voting works. It seems like it's a knockout or something like that.
I'm pretty sure it's a bit sort of Ninja Warrior-esque.
Yes.
Or you know what was the one that we
explains.
Used? Gladiator. You know, there was like a blue team and a red team and there's Joanne with a foam gladiator bar and she's like, yeah.
To the death and yeah. So
Pretty sure that's how council meetings work.
That explains the jungle gym. I saw them setting up at council chambers yesterday.
Yeah, why do you think they put the lawn like that, that big hill? They're like, you've got to run up the museum as, you know, step one.
Obstacle course.
Yeah.
Fight on the top of the museum.
I'm sure that is how votes are decided.
Well, well done to her. I mean, that's fantastic. And the only female councillor there.
Yeah,
is that
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, she's a sole female councillor.
There you go.
On council. Yeah.
well said.
That's the case, maybe.
There you go. Well, congratulations to Joanne McRae, Deputy Mayor. Well done.
Yeah.
That's the big news from overnight. Next, we'll be talking about what you can do if you have not received your letter regarding the same-sex marriage vote. Because that should have popped up in your mailbox by now.
Most definitely, especially if you think that maybe something untoward has happened to your mail.
Absolutely. We'll tell you what you can do to solve that problem next on Hit. It is Chris and Steph. A lot of people asking, hey, I haven't received my same-sex marriage postal vote yet.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell do I do if it hasn't turned up in the mail? Because there's been a lot of talk of, you know, maybe in some cases some unsavoury individuals have pinched them from letterboxes, allegedly have taken them.
Yep.
But if you haven't seen one in your mailbox, they all should have been sent out by now. I think the final day was the 25th, which means you've now got up until the 20th of October to request a replacement form if you have not received yours and voted in the same-sex marriage plebiscites yet.
Yes.
So what do you do? How do you go about it? Well, here's our advice this morning. You can contact the ABS, the Australian Bureau of Statistics.
Yep, you'll remember them from such fun adventures as
the census. you can give them a ring on 1-800-572-113 or jump on to the website, so abs.gov.au. You'll find the Marriage Law Postal Survey. You click on that, and it's got a link to request a replacement form. Follow that, fill it out, get a new one sent. Job's done.
Nice and easy.
Well, I thought it's important. Like, it's a very important vote, and it's important that everyone gets their say. So if you haven't seen it, put your hand up and go, I need one.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the case as well if you feel that something has happened to your vote, maybe whether you chose to vote or not, but you feel like someone might have voted on your behalf. Once you call up and order a new one, your previous one, like
the barcode
that goes to your name will be null and void.
Yep, so that one, gone.
Yeah, so you're not able to vote multiple times. However, if you feel someone else has voted for you, if they've taken your mail or something, when you call up and say, this is my address, I haven't received it, that'll kill the other barcode that's to your name.
Also, too, for people who moved addresses and didn't change their voting details.
You do actually still have time to get in contact and reorder. So it's not saying that you can re-vote. That's not what they're really wanting you to do. But if you feel that your vote wasn't you who voted or wasn't you who wrote it down, call, get them to post your new one and do it yesterday.
Well, yeah, do it straight away because technically the postal votes need to be back by, in a month's time actually, October 27. So that's when things are
done. You get it, you'll see that it says post it back today. Like, it's,
yeah,
they
I
want
know,
you to
post
it back
immediately.
Like, immediately.
But that's when they're cutting it off. So basically no more after that. So get them in quickly.
Yeah.
If you want more details than that, you can always ring us in the studio. I've got the details here, 13, 12, 16. Like,
yeah, and we've got all the details actually up on our Scoopla page on hit.com.au.
Perfect.
Yeah,
I didn't know you did that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Making statistical information sound entertaining. Now, stats entertainment. Get it?
Well, before I get into the hard stats of this story, I want to take you on a bit of a journey.
Okay.
So
set the field.
There are certain markers in a relationship that I think are really important. You know, when a couple might, you know, be official on Facebook, or
yes,
they might say the I love yous or moving in together.
Mm-hmm.
But there is one thing that a lot of young couples especially do together, which is, I think, a real milestone.
Ooh, a milestone.
A milestone in a relationship.
Young couples.
And I think
having their profile on your Netflix account.
Ooh, okay.
That's a big step.
That's a big step. This is maybe one step bigger than that, and that is deciding to bring a little fur baby into this world.
Getting a pet.
To, you know,
yes,
going to the RSPCA together, walking the aisles and saying, this is, you know, our new baby.
Yes.
And I think it's a really important thing, and it's something that happens with a lot of couples. However, relationships aren't easy, okay? We know that dogs can live up to 15 years, if not more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cats are totally indestructible. And, I mean, heaven forbid you go and buy a tortoise or something unique.
Yeah.
Anyway, little python or whatever.
Get your python.
Anyway, according to a recent study by a pet insurance company, people are sticking it out in miserable relationships just so their pet doesn't have to suffer or become part of a broken home.
Oh, what rubbish.
A poll showed that couples can't decide who will get custody, you know, over
the
little
pet.
Rover when,
little
when
spot.
It all goes to, you know, hell in a handbasket.
Little Sanchez the python.
Apparently up to 14% of pets will actually need medication after a breakup between.
Are you real? That's serious?
That's
you're kidding?
That's serious, because the pets can be so distressed by everything that goes on. Only 11% of the couples in the survey had broken up said that they would fight harder for custody of their pet than their possession.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, they're saying that the thing is that we're actually staying in relationships that might not be that healthy for us for the sheer sake of not wanting to bring the pet into a broken home.
That is the biggest heap of crap I've ever heard.
What do you mean?
And who's staying together for the pet?
Well, like, the study reveals that a number of pet owners will remain in a relationship with the partner
in order to prevent
their shared pet
I got it.
From experiencing a negative breakup.
I get it, but at the end of the day, it's a pet who usually licks itself. Like, it doesn't have high standards. It'll hang out with anyone. Like,
no, that's not true. They have...
It's not a child.
You want to protect their emotional well-being.
Either one of you...
And it's not fair to be having them on every second weekend. I don't think that's fair to the pet.
One of you take the animal at the end of the day. Settle it like adults. Who gets it? You know, you can do the nice thing and go, well, you take care of Spot. Or say that, hey, I want to take care of the dog. I want the dog. Just, you know, make your emotions clear. I think staying together, it's not just bad for you, but at the end of the day, it'll be bad for the pet too.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but that
doesn't need to hear arguing or anything.
No,
like that.
Pet doesn't need to hear arguing. Doesn't need to see that you're unhappy. If you're unhappy, it's going to be unhappy too.
But 11% of couples will stay in a relationship for the sake of a pet.
They obviously need to sit down and start talking like adults. Just, like, get stuff out. Because if they're staying together to make sure the pet's happy, they've got to take a long, hard look at themselves.
Yeah. It's a rough situation.
And we were doing so well at trying to make it serious the entire time. Who would have thought one rough joke later and it would be all over with? It's a Wednesday morning, and on Wednesdays we like to sing...
Crapapella.
Yeah, what's going on in there?
Apparently. Apparently we like to sing. One of us has to sing a song. You've got to guess what it is to win a hit prize pack.
Yeah, super retro concept. So the idea is that Chris is just going to have some tunes pumped down the headphones.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to sing along as if no one can hear him.
Absolutely.
We won't be able to hear the tunes he's listening to, but we will be able to hear him.
Hmm.
Lucky us then have to guess the song he's singing and performing. Call on 13 12 16 and you could score yourself that hit prize pack, which is just us raiding the promotions room, which is full of goodies.
It's so many goodies. So many things that they haven't let us have. And we just go, oh, we'll take this.
We'll take one of those.
While you're in the kitchen, we'll borrow this.
Yep.
And we'll take and put it in the prize pack. I've got a song at the ready.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the headphones on to hear it. Obviously, you can't hear the song. You can only hear me singing.
I'm so excited.
As soon as you figure it out, 13, 12, 16, you can win the hit prize pack.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Go.
You ready? All right, hang on. Let me just... Because I've got to drop that music bed out at the back. And here we go. A met this girl late last year. She said, don't you worry if I disappear. I told her I'm not really looking for another mistake. I called an old friend thinking that the trouble would wait. But then I jumped right in a week later, returned. I reckon she was only looking for a lover to burn. But I gave her my time for two or three nights, and I put it on pause until the moment was right.
Aww.
And there you go. Oh,
what a song.
What a song. I felt, that felt very jazz nightclub roaring 20s, kind of. I felt like I was clicking my fingers with it as well.
You were clicking your fingers with it as well. you didn't notice that?
Didn't notice that.
No, it was very suave, actually. You were quite smooth singing that one.
Which I didn't like. I can't hear it, but I felt it in the song. I felt it was very sort
of
like...
Did you feel that, like, I know that song's about another artist. Did you, like, were you envisioning that artist when you're singing
it? No, that hadn't even...
I could feel a little bit of that sort of anger, heart sort of ache in there.
No, that didn't even occur to me.
Really?
Because I know who that's about. Yeah, I forgot all about that.
Oh, but it's weird because I actually felt that. I felt that genuine sort of emotion in there. Well done, Chris.
Heartfelt pain. 13, 12, 16, do you know what it is? If you do, give us a ring. You could win that hit prize pack this morning. I met this girl late last year. She said, don't you worry if I disappear. I told her I'm not really looking for another mistake. I called an old friend thinking that the trouble would wait. But then I jumped right in a week later, returned. I reckon she was only looking for a lover to burn. But I gave her my time for two or three nights, and I put it on pause until the moment was right.
There you go. 13, 12, 16. Who doesn't know who that is?
I do enjoy the bit in the middle where I go, but then I jumped right in.
Really
got into it. 13, 12, 16. If you know what it
next
is.
Next week, you should try this one.
Oh, no way. No, I considered this, actually.
Rapapella.
Yeah, what's going on in there?
Yes, 13, 12, 16. This morning, you can win a hit prize pack if you can guess the song that I'm singing today.
I thought you did a really good job. I thought that was quite cool. Like, you sound a bit suave. Yeah.
A bit?
Well, I don't normally sort of associate, I'm not normally like Chris Suave, but you actually sounded quite suave.
Listen, that's the last time we do word association ever on the show.
Chris, the closest you'll get to a compliment.
It sounded like this. I met this girl late last year. She said, don't you worry if I disappear. I told her I'm not really looking for another mistake. I called an old friend thinking that the trouble would wait. But then I jumped right in a week later, returned. I reckon she was only looking for a lover to burn. But I gave her my time for two or three nights, and I put it on pause until the moment was right.
In my head, I actually see like a suave Muppet singing it.
Thank you. It's the suave Muppet on the show this morning.
I'm sure people are with me on my vision there.
13, 12, 16, Joey's joining us this morning. Morning, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, great. We're doing really well. Are you ready to play a little crapapella with us?
I sure am.
Yeah?
All right, what's your guess? What song? Now, we need the name of the artist and the title. So what is it?
Is it Don't by Ed Sheeran?
Is it Don't
by Ed Sheeran?
Let's head to the reveal to find out. Baby, bring the lemon and a bottle of gin, and we'll be in between the sheets till the late a.m. Oh. Baby, if you wanted me, then you should have just said she's singing. I don't love when I love. Absolutely. So
cool. Go, girl.
The reveal wasn't as in sync as the rest of it, but still we got there. Joey, we'll give you a hit prize pack this morning for your efforts at guessing it, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
There we go. Easy done. Quick as.
Yeah, quick nice as. And simple.
Does that count as rap? Because I think that's as close as rap to as I'm going to get. Do you know how long as well that took me to practice?
A while.
A while.
Yeah.
A long while. Because it's just remarkably hard to sing, because I can't get circular breathing going. You know, you got to breathe in through your mouth and then like sing.
Yeah, I find that when I do the crapapellas as well, because I'm like, where do they breathe? Like, they've obviously been edited into the song. Like, I don't think anyone can breathe like that.
No, like, you try and sing any rap Ed Sheeran type song that he's got with a full breath, you can't do it. You just get to the end and you're like, how does he get through the whole thing?
Buggered.
Which is another reason why I'm a suave Muppet and not a performer.
I'm sure other people were there with the vision of that. Like, I just a visual game.
Visual. Very visual. That's Crapapella. Next, we'll talk about the weird Facebook feature that's attracting a lot of attention. We'll find out why next in 10 minutes on Hit.
Get Up with Chris and Steph.
I want to talk about the latest feature to Facebook, which is being trialled, which has a lot of users pretty unhappy.
Unhappy.
Now, we know a lot of us like to do some late-night profile stalking, maybe. Maybe we like to sort of in a meeting just casually check Facebook. Maybe we're in class, so on and so forth.
Or when you meet someone new out, say on a Friday, Saturday night, and you're like, you know what? Duck to the bathroom quickly. I'm just going to search them
on Facebook
and just find out what I can about them beforehand.
Well, a number of iOS users have spotted a Facebook testing and activity status feature.
What does that mean?
Which would show your usage habits to your followers. So, according to a screenshot taken by Mashable, and a few others have been sharing it on Twitter, anyone who's involved in this testing will have the word active appear on their profile and a small green dot beside their name in the comments. So, now, that's not the worst part. The part that has everyone really cringing is if you're currently not online, your profile will display how long it's been since you last were down to the minute.
Oh, that's dangerous.
So, like, active 37 minutes ago.
Especially if you're trying to avoid people.
Like, think about boyfriends. What? How can you be active on Facebook but you're not texting me back?
You were on there 5 minutes ago and I called you. Like, what are you doing?
I saw you on Facebook 6.5 minutes ago. If you're having a bit of a flashback, that's because this was quite a popular feature on MySpace, if you remember, back in the heyday.
Yeah.
So, it used to have your activity status and it would be sort of, you know, 37 minutes ago active.
Yep.
Gotcha. But now, like, you know, we know that it's on Facebook Messenger a bit that way, but to have it on Facebook, like, when you're, like, commenting on things and everything else, I think it's a little bit scary.
What's the purpose, honestly, of bringing that into Facebook? So you can just clearly identify what exactly? Why do you need to know if someone's just been on? Why does anyone need to know what you've been doing?
I don't know. I find it a bit odd because I don't see that anyone would be a fan of this.
I'm trying to, like, rationalise and go, what is the logical reason why you'd need a feature that indicates how
you're
recently...
looking at your screen right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's unclear as whether Facebook will roll it out entirely to everyone. And if it does, you know, is it something that you're able to disable? Like when they decided that you could just play movies automatically and they'll burst with sound straight away? Hate it. But, you know, if it's something you can disable... But, you know, there who you knows? Go. Anyway.
I think everyone's a stalker in some level.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants that information on the other side of things.
No one wants anyone to know
what you're doing.
Not at all.
But sure, take advantage of it and stalk those people while you can. 727, no, never stalk. It's a bad thing. 727, now on here to Chris and Steph. Notice how I got nervous there and had to put a disclaimer
don't
in?
Stalk. Don't stalk. Don't stalk. Shouldn't have to remind people not to stalk, Chris.
Just thought it was a helpful Andy reminder.
But like a casual look at other people's Facebook. Everyone's looking at your Facebook page. If you're applying for a job, if you're looking for a house, we're all looking at your Facebook page.
That's right.
Trending now at hit.com.au. The Beechwood Homes. Visit their new displays in Paterson Gardens Estate Orange.
Well, for those who can't get enough caffeine, Aussies, we now have a creative new way to get our little caffeine afternoon fix. Coca-Cola has announced their latest flavour. The latest flavour that you can get from Coke is a Coca-Cola Plus Coffee No Sugar.
Coca-Cola Plus Coffee No Sugar.
That's right.
Okay, right.
So it combines the traditional taste of Coca-Cola with a dash of real coffee from Brazil and subtle caramel undertones.
Ooh, caramel.
So I think it actually looks really good. I've seen a lot of people trying it on the interwebs over the last 24 hours.
Yeah, fancy and giving it a go.
So, yeah, I'd really like to try it. Although the problem we have out here in Orange sometimes is that when things are brand new, we don't often get them for another couple of months.
Yeah, often we do a story about, hey, there's this new food item out. This is great. This is amazing. And we don't get it for, like, weeks.
Yeah.
It doesn't come out here.
Everyone else is like, oh, we're trying this. We're trying this. And we're like, okay, we're just waiting for it.
Yeah.
But hopefully, if it's available, I'm definitely keen to give it a go.
I'm intrigued because you would...
It sounds
like
it should work.
You'd never have regularly coffee and cola at the same time, would you?
No, but they're both, you know, two of my favourite things. So I'm pretty excited to try. And Australia is actually the only market to sample it. So we were
really?
The very first to see it.
Brilliant. Hmm. Also, too trending now, looks like the Stephen King horror movie It has been such a huge success. It's getting a sequel.
Nice.
September 6, 2019 is when the sequel is.
2019 or in 2017. A couple of years.
So not next year, year after.
Yep.
September 6th. So that's when the sequel will be in the theatre. So that's when you'll be able to see it from September 6th, 2019. So I have seen so much press around it and so many people loving the movie. I still need someone's hand to hold to
go down
and watch
it. Yeah, I'm too scared to see it on the big screen. I think I might wait till it comes to the small screen for me personally.
It's still at the Odeon 5. Go and check it out while you can. I know they did that fantastic thing where it was...
Red balloons.
Well, yeah, they put all the red balloons up. But they also did the Take a Buddy night.
Yes, they did. They did the Take a Buddy, whatever it is, the scary night.
Yes. Yeah. What a great idea.
They do a combo deal for less.
But apparently... critical acclaim, and it's a horror movie, so it's a pretty spectacular ride, I hear. It. You'll find more details online at hit.com.au, thanks to Scoopla and
our
friends.
Oh my goodness, we're It with a H.
We are. It's all thanks to Beechwood Homes.
I'm going to put the question out there on 13, 12, 16 this morning. What advice do you often call home for?
That's a good question.
Yeah, this comes after one in five of us, or one in five under the age of 34, calls home to check recipes and ask for advice on what to eat for dinner, is the current study.
So mainly food, pretty much.
So more than half of those surveys credit their mother for their kitchen skills, with 7% citing their dads as their cooking role model.
There you go.
And in the kitchen, the recipes we need help with the most, we often call mum or dad to ask about cooking roast dinners, curry, lasagna, scrambled eggs, poached eggs, birthday cake, spag bol, boiled eggs, rice and soup.
I see not a single problem with any of those. I've had an issue with every single one of those in my time.
So many eggs.
And I get eggs because eggs can be a gigantic pain in the ass. Because if you want to get them right, you want to get your scrambled eggs, or even if you're trying to just get the yolk right in the middle. How long do you cook it for? What do you do exactly so you don't rip half the egg apart to take the to take the shell off? Yeah, absolutely.
The internet's just full of so many different opinions. You're like, I don't know what to believe anymore. You know, is it that difficult? So sometimes it's nice to just call mum and dad and be like, hey, how do I do this?
Get that. Yeah. What do you call home for? What advice do you call home for, Steph?
This week I called mum because I'm reading a book about World War II Germany, and I wanted to know... I couldn't understand a lot of the words I was reading because they were all sort of German sounding. So I called my mum to be like, hey, what's this word? What's this word? Actually had a list of words that I was like, how do I say it? Like, what is this?
How do I pronounce it?
Yeah, because I just wanted to...
to know.
To know. And my mum's like, I don't speak German. I was like, yeah, but you're a mum. Like, you would have seen lots of movies and stuff.
You've got life skills. You've been around for a while. Like, you should know these things.
And then dad I always call with like, what should the PSI in my tyres be?
Yeah.
Or like...
dad's a car thing.
And my bike Vespa questions. Like, oh, my bike won't start. He's like, oh, have you checked the kill switch? I don't... well, what would I check the kill switch? I don't know.
I find dad's always good for handyman tips and tricks. Because my dad's a tradie. He's an electrician by trade. So, and in his work over the years, he's made a lot of stuff around the house.
Yes.
He's fixed it. He's done a lot of home reno stuff too. So he's a wealth of information when it comes to making... fixing, constructing things.
Yeah, most definitely. A pest control as well. I'll often call
control.
Dad and be like, Dad, I think there's a mouse in the house.
Yeah.
And Dad's like, I live 17 hours away. What do you want me to do?
Jump on the nearest flight.
Fix it.
Come
get
over,
rid of
mate.
The mouse.
Absolutely right. 13, 12, 16, what advice do you call home for? This is what we want to know this morning. What are you calling mum for? What are you calling dad for? What sort of things are you needing help with in life?
Simple as that. 13, 12, 16, give us a call, let us know.
Chris and Steph to get you up.
13, 12, 16, we're actually talking about the advice that you might be calling home for. I mentioned that the stats have come out that one in five under the age of 34 call home to check recipes or ask for advice on what to eat for dinner. Which is pretty fitting. I think I called mum and dad, actually, both of them, because neither could help me with the answer I wanted the other week to be like, how do I cook a pizza without an oven?
Good question.
I did it in the fry pan.
Frying pan pizza.
Yep. But, you know, they're the sort of things I like to call home with. I could Google it, but it's also a good excuse to sort of check in with mum and dad as well.
Yeah. Ticks that box.
Yeah.
I've spoken to them this week.
This week.
Sure, I asked them to pay for the car to be fixed, but, you know.
Oh, the car's making this weird sound. Funny I think sound. It sounds really expensive. I mean, broken. Can you help me?
Yeah, what can I do?
What advice?
Oh, don't have any cash this week. 13, 12, 16. I think we've got Amy. Amy's joining us. What are you calling home for? What advice, Amy?
Well, it was really embarrassing, but I had a diesel car at the time, and I accidentally put petrol in.
Oh,
so
this is
a tough
one. So I
had to ring my dad. It wasn't good, no. I had to ring my dad, and I'd already driven. If I had have worked it out, you know, before I'd left, it would have been fine. I could have just gotten it fixed there and then. But no, they had to do a whole re-clean and empty out and everything.
Oh. They reckon it's cheaper if you figure it out while you're at the servo and you've put it in.
Yep.
Don't start the car
because
you can get
it away,
towed.
Dump it.
Yep. Yeah, but no, I found out the hard way because I drove.
Yeah.
Wow.
And should have called Dad earlier. He would have known.
I should have. Yeah, there was a few choice words out of Dad's mouth that day. Don't you worry.
I bet.
When you rang, did he offer a bit of cash to help out with the problem? Like,
No, it was my own stupid fault.
Yeah, right. And it happens like that. Once Dad realises that you can take care of it, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
He lets you do it. That's interesting. I've heard of that before, people putting in the wrong fuel in the tank, and it can cost a fortune.
Absolute fortune.
Especially if you drive it away, because then it's into the engine.
It goes through absolutely everything.
It's one of those tough things. But, yeah, I think we've established that Dad's the car guy and Mum's the cooking person.
Not in every household.
Not necessarily the case. What was the stat you gave about how many kids are asking their dad for cooking advice? 17% or something?
7%.
7%. 7%.
See, but I call my dad if I want advice for cooking on timing. Like, how long do I keep this steak on? What do I put the roast in the oven for how long? Like, Mum's not good with timing. She's more of a
ingredient person.
Yeah, she's like, can lay her food up and she can turn anything into anything. But Dad's like, well, no, it needs exactly 3 minutes and 22 seconds on that side. And then if you turn it, you do another 3.5 minutes on the other side.
Wow.
Then let it rest for 6 minutes and then you'll have the perfect steak. You know, like, Dad's going to give that advice.
I feel like he's some sort of a gym coach with a stopwatch in hand timing his steak.
My dad is like...
Really?
Yes,
right down the
very
line with it.
Mathematical. Everything has a mathematic solution, especially cooking.
Wowee.
So, yeah, he's that sort of... Go to that.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.